Hello and welcome to the EFL Podlog with Chris and Sue.
So today we're here with Hervé Belou, who is, did I say that right, Hervé? Hervé Belou?
Belou, yes.
Belou, who is an inventor of two games, a writer and a yoga teacher, amongst other things.
Yes.
Hello, Hervé.
Hello.
Can you tell us a little bit about these games that you've made? Now, you've made two games. One is called the Invitoscope, which is both in English and in French. And another one, which you don't quite have a name for at the moment, which is Invite la vie, which would be to invite life or something like this.
Yes.
Yeah, and I guess you'll get a name for that. Can you tell us a little bit about each of the games? Which one would you like to start with?
I think what's important is start from the beginning. And the beginning is not the game. The beginning is the book. I first wrote a book that is called The Seven Invitations of the Universe. And at the very beginning, I was always interested by the influences that we receive from the nature, from our environment. And I am a scientist at the beginning, you know, because I teach astrophysics, and I wondered from the Big Bang to now to find some influences. And I found seven invitations.
Seven invitations. That's quite a significant number, seven, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
Why seven?
Why seven? Because, I should say, because that was my goal. My goal was to have seven. Seven as a sacred name, a sacred number.
So who would use this game?
Every adult wants to use it.
Okay.
But it can be used for personal, for example, for coaching.
Right.
Or for therapies.
Right. In the same sort of way, coaching or therapy.
Yes.
Group therapy, for example. But I'll just come back to it. It's a game.
Because
so we think that there is a winner with a game. Who wins?
Hello.
And how do you win? And how much do you win?
And that was going to be exactly my question too. A game for me is a bit of fun. With a winner game.
Yes, it is a self-development game. It is not a funny game.
No.
And I choose a personal challenge is to come back to the festival with a really playing game.
Okay.
Of some little test of creativity.
Right.
First one is to share and communicate. So there is a lot of little tests or little trails of communication.
Because you said there were some manual skills, there were some which are thinking skills, some which are sort of daring to do something, things that we wouldn't normally do maybe.
Yes, yeah.
So what would the application of that be? You said that anybody can play it, but I'm sure you must have people in mind who would be more sort of apt to buy in and to play this game.
The original goal was to address family. It's four people.
So it'd be a good party game then, wouldn't it, I guess?
Really? It would actually.
You know, Susan has lots of parties.
Sure.
I'm sure she could try it out for you.
Actually, it's a fun game with all those activities that you mentioned.
There's a mixture, isn't there?
There's a mixture. Mm. Whereas the first game, I don't think it's really a game. It's a self-development discussion, I would call it.
I agree.
It's quite heavy, the first one.
Yes.
But heavy in as much as it's quite introspective, and it's something that I felt, we played a couple of rounds with Susan. I took some cards and Susan took some cards, and it felt a bit heavy in as much as our question was, you know, can people play this alone? Because you've got the background of the book that you wrote, you know about the chakra, you know a lot about mystical type of things, as well as science, and you were able to guide us through it. Now, I don't think somebody, I may be wrong, but I don't think somebody that doesn't actually know all these things, would they may be a little bit out of their depth with this.
It's not Absolutely not the same people.
Yeah, it's not the same audience, no.
For example, I sold this first game in a festival like a wellness
okay.
festival or
right.
this kind of thing.
Yeah.
There was some stand for yoga, for
yeah.
relaxation,
yeah, yeah.
For mystic.
And I can see it being used in that, definitely.
Yes. Mm.
It's not something that you'd like to play after Christmas lunch, is
no.
Not really.
Yes.
Because the family would probably end up killing each other.
Yeah.
Oh, I disagree because...
But I think there's a lot of things in there people wouldn't like to speak about. Because it is quite introspective. Yeah, I think there's some things that some people may not want to go there. And you sort of touched on it.
Yes, I agree. But sometimes you cannot always say you're kidding. It's
yeah.
just kidding.
Yeah.
However, I agree that the first Unbeatoscope is really reserved to people who want to advance in their own
yeah.
life.
So sort of a self-development type of thing, yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
I definitely
okay.
agree. And the second one is really to have to play.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one thing that struck me when we were, if I say playing, when we were doing the game, you asked me to choose 7 cards, and I chose the 7 cards. It was very haphazard, it was by chance. For me, I thought that was not important. But for you, you said the 7 cards that... perhaps chose me or I chose them, you thought that was very important, this aspect of chance.
And you see, you can say there is no meaning at all, and that's okay.
What does this mean for my lotto, Hervé? Because I do the lotto every week. Can you give me some insight as to when I will win the big one? So what you're saying is I need to actually go out and get my attraction for this big lotto win. The id, no?
The soul.
Yeah, yeah.
The divine part of yourself
okay.
that will guide you.
Mm.
And it is not what your ego wants.
Mm. Oh, yes. But I was just thinking, have you had any feedback from this game? Have you had people say
yes,
to you,
yes.
It really helped me to develop in a certain way, to get out of my comfort zone, or to be more creative? What kind of feedback have you had?
I have a lot of feedback because this game exists for 2 years.
Okay. Do you have a website?
Yes.
We'll put it on the text so people can find it. No problem. We'll put it on the text. So... do you have any last questions?
No,
Susan?
I don't. I think you covered everything. And
thank you very much, Hervé.
Thank you very much indeed.
And good luck with the sales and the development of your game.
Thank you very much to invite me.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.